There was a young damsel, both bonny and brave, and she as full willing an husband to have. She did her endeavor as much as she might to gain whom she loved, her joy and delight. For he was a man whom her joys could restore, and therefore she gave him a guinea and more, that he might go fetch out a license with speed, for she of a husband did stand in great need. My dearest, I now am unwilling to stay, then why should we make any longer delay? True love is a fire which burns in my breast, without I never can take any rest. Then pity your maiden who is in despair, and let me not languish in sorrow and care. This guinea I give thee, my dearest, said she, that thou mayst be willing to marry with me. The bells they shall ring and the pipers shall play, and we'll in much merriment spend the whole day. And when the long day we have brought to an end, the night in embraces we freely will spend. A guinea he took, and away then he went, she little mistrusting his subtle intent, but thought he was gone to provide what he should. But he never did it, and thus she was fooled. But when at the length she had found him unkind, she was in a passion tormented in mind. She knew by his staying that all was not right. Next day she did ramble from morning till night to find out her love whom her humours had crossed. But yet at the length all her labour was lost. Said she, never maiden did meet with such wrong. My lover is fled and my guinea is gone. Now while she in sorrow lamenting did lie, there was an old fellow that lived hard by, who fain would be courting this beautiful maid. Then cocked up his hat, sir, and to her he said, if thou wilt be willing to marry with me, instead of one guinea my love shall have three. In gallant apparel my love shall appear, thou shalt be my darling, my duck and my dear. For though I am old, I am able, my dear, to please my sweet Jenny, my love, do not fear. And therefore, my jewel, if thou'lt be my bride, thou shalt have many fine presents beside. As fine as a lady I will thee adorn, and make thee as happy as e'er thou wert born. Although I am aged, yet do not me scorn, and make me, when married, drink out of the horn. Quoth Jenny, this promise I never will make, for fear after marriage the same I should break. If it be your fortune a cuckold to be, pray how can I hinder or help it, said she, who am a young lass, both jolly and gay, and you an old man that is feeble and grey. Therefore I may happen to wander astray. If you cannot please me, sure somebody may. The old man he would not give way to this thing, therefore from this damsel away he did fling. She went to another that lived hard by. Come marry me quickly, this maiden did cry. Begone, said the man, and keep not such a life. I never intend for to make thee my wife, and therefore your heart you may set it at ease. The money I owe you I'll pay when I please. From one to another she posted about to get her a husband, but still goes without. With sorrow her heart it is ready to break. She knows not what course in the world she shall take. The old man he slights her as well as the rest. Therefore in much trouble and grief she's oppressed. She often be wailing, and thus she does cry, was ever poor maiden so served as I?